I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This episode is brought to you by Turatech. Here in 29er Rider, we advocate for quality. That's why we ride with Turatech. Because when you ride your bike, it's always an adventure.
Visit them on www.facebook.com/Turatech.Philippines to get your hands on iconic Turatech parts today.
All right, we are live. All right. But before we start, I'm going to have to do what Jolly does, but he does it way better than I do. I just want to talk about Podmetrics. If you're a podcaster like us at 29er Rider, or someone who wants to get into podcasting or an advertiser on a podcast, you can go to podmetrics.co. They've got a lot of features for both content creators and advertisers. Go check out podmetrics.co for more. Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. And I'd also like to thank Speedy Narider. The easiest way for you guys to help us at 29er Rider is, I know we're all stuck at home, use Speedy Narider, use Mr. Speedy, and plug in the promo code Speedy Narider, and you get $50 off your first transaction. So yeah, that's the easiest way you can help out 29er Rider. Because we're still spending way more money than we're making. And it looks like it's going to be that way for the next year. All right. So now it's officially my turn. I'd like to welcome Sir Bong Nebrija and Iñaki Jose. Thank you for joining us on the show. And Iñaki, you're my idol. I'm a geek. And we'll go into it later. And Sir Bong, I am one of your stalkers. I've been following you pre-COVID. Your videos are inspirational. And what you do in your real life is exactly what I wish I could do. And I was talking to some friends, and they want to volunteer. How can we help out? And yeah, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Iba, for having us.
Thank you for having us.
As usual in 29er Rider, it's all about you as a rider, and we'd like to find out, no? How did you get into riding? Sir Bong.
No, yeah. How did I start riding, you know? Well, long before, you know, when in 1991 when we graduated in PMA, we joined the Navy, alam mo naman, uso-uso yung ano noon, ano, yung Top Gun. And, you know, pero Pero at the time, ano, I call myself Teniente Kamote because life was hard. Magkano lang naman yung ano namin noon, nung sweldo namin. But you know, may mga classmates ako who really, really rides, you know. So, nandyan si Juni Canla, si Toto Espeleta. They have their own big bikes, you know. I remember Toto has a Yamaha and Juni has a Honda, parang ano eh. Kung di nagkakamali, parang Shadow type. Eh, no? Anyway, so we go to Cavite, we go back to Manila riding. And yes, I usually back ride with them, ano. So the you know the passion na this is nice, ano. Parang nakakatuwa, no. But you know, I married early and syempre iba yung priorities ko.
Iba yung priorities.
Oh, than their priorities, right? So I never really had the chance to buy a bike, a motorcycle then, ano. And especially yung wife ko ayaw na ayaw niya. So she thinks that it was too dangerous.
Pero so, sir, yeah. Piloto po kayo eh. Yes. In the military. I don't know what's more dangerous. That's honestly. You're flying siguro, into the
Yeah, true. Siguro ang iniisip ng wife ko noon is that okay ka lang mag-helicopter pilot, at least may flying pay ka diyan. Sa pagmumotor wala, it's all danger. No? So maybe that was it. But anyway, well, the ano, it all changed when we went to the US. So nung nasa US na kami, nakita ni Mrs. na maluwag ang daan, wala masyadong traffic. He sees a lot of people really riding, ano, especially on weekends, makikita mo. And well, I did not get permission from her that I could really buy a bike, ano. So what nag-insinuate ako, nasabi ko parang gusto ko mag-motorsiklo, parang gusto subukan mag-motorsiklo dito, something like that. Then little did he know that I was already canvassing na motorsiklo. So one time I went to this motorcycle shop. So I like this. Ano lang yon? Mababa lang si 250cc lang na Honda. So the guy was asking me, "Have you been riding before?" "Oh yes." So, but little did he know that that will be the first time that I will buy a motorcycle and the first time that I will be riding on my own. So nakakatuwa nun. So dumating na yung order ko motor, and sabi ko, can I just use your backyard there, yung parang pinaka parking lot? Can I use the parking lot? Why? I just need to get the feel of the motorcycle. So he saw me trying it out, you know, alam na me with the experience I had with my friends, my classmates. So basically I have a basic knowledge on how to operate it. And ang ano nun, so simula, di ikot-ikot sa parking lot. Okay, I think I'm ready to go. What do you mean? I got the feel of the motorcycle. I'm ready to go home. So, put on, ano yan, naka-helmet na ako. Sabi ko, okay, I'll go home. Nabayaran ko na and all that. So, uwi ako ng bahay. Then, mamaya, bumibusina na ako sa bahay. And then, my wife saw me that I was already riding a motorcycle and she cannot do anything about it. You know? She cannot do anything about it anymore. So, but the thing is, in the US, ang hirap kumuha ng lisensya. So, when I tried, I went to DNB and I applied for a motorcycle license. So, I passed the, ano, yung theoretical exam, ano, okay lang yun, kaya natin yun. However, yung the driving test na ako, I saw the lollipop. Yung lollipop, parang na-intimidate na ako doon sa lollipop eh. So there's a
ano
lollipop.
Yung lollipop?
It's shaped like a lollipop, right? So pupunta ka, meron ka ano, may demarcation line ka na kailangan nandun ka lang, slow ride, you turn around, then go back to the end, ano? Then may slalom siya. So bibigyan ka ng instruction. So I was just watching. I was at the Department of Motor Vehicles and I was just watching people applying for motorcycle license and I said meron nga doon yung mga naka big bike and you know that these people are really experienced riders and yet they fail and there was this guy, an Indian guy who has a 50cc because they do not require you to bring big bikes eh, walang ano, eh walang torque limit, basta motorcycle.
Pero actually mas madali kung maliit yung motor.
Correct.
Mga tight, ano? Oo.
Tight, lalo na sa pag-turn, ano? mas madali siya. So ngayon, meron tong Indian guy na nakatambay rin lang doon. And he has a scooter 50cc. Nandun lang. When the big bikers fail, hey buddy, you wanna try my 50cc? I think you will pass with this one. So nakakatuwa. And he's earning a lot. Ha? Ganun lang ginagawa niya.
But so pinapaupa niya?
Pinapaupa niya.
Galing.
So para, kasi you're given 3 tries eh, to pass it. So marami doon, yung naka-Harley, naka-big bike, street bike. Ang ginagawa nila, at on their 3rd try, they rent it out. Tapos yun ang gagamitin nila. So, much easier to control. And
yung, oh, yun ang entrepreneur.
Oo, sa islalong. So, sabi ko, I think this is not the right way for me. So, there you have 2 options. To take the driving test or to take the motorcycle safety course, no? By MSF, conducted by the California Highway Patrol Group. So, sabi ko, I think I'll get this. So, nag-enroll ako. And then, theoretical and the practical, training ka talaga, training ka. So, that's why I like Super 4, eh, because that was my training bike then, no? Yung Honda Super 4. So, yun ang gamit ko. And then,
may final exam. Super 4 is an iconic bike. Sobrang iconic yan sa Pinas.
Actually, I traded my Ducati to a Super 4, eh, 7BA. So, Ducati yung binigay sa akin nun, but I opted to use the Super 4. Eh. So, then yun, may practical exam kayo, may final exam kayo, and pag natapos mo na yung course, the whole course, no, magre-report ka dun sa instructor, pass or fail lang yun, eh, pass or fail lang. Walang grade. So, when you pass, you will be given a slip. And this slip, you will be turning over to DMB and they will give you a class 1 na lisensya for
so
motorcycles.
Class 1 parang entry level? Hindi ka pwede?
Wala. No, motorcycle, ano mo na yun?
Ano na yan? No? Okay.
Yes. So tayo, di ba, may code 1, may code 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
For them, it's class eh. So class 1 is for motorcycle. I think class 3 yung pang vehicles eh. So ngayon, pag meron ka na nun, you can drive anywhere. Kung wala ka kasing ano, kung wala kang lisensya, then may certain CC na you could ride pero within the community lang. Parang lumalabas siya na leisure bike lang.
Okay,
so, hindi
okay,
mo siya
okay.
Pwedeng ilabas. But I was using mine to go to work. To go to work kasi ang mahal ng parking sa US eh.
Santos, Sir Bong, West Coast, California. East Coast, California.
West,
okay.
Yes.
So you can ride all year round.
Yes.
Sulit na sulit.
Pag winter. Mm-hmm. Kahit sabihin mong hindi nag-i-snow doon, napakalamig, ano?
I remember riding in Feb in California.
Yes.
And hindi akala ko mainit. Pero grabe ang lamig doon, Feb.
No. That's why yung motorcycle jacket mo, it
may layers.
May layers, di ba? So you can use it. Dagdaga mo ng layer pag winter, then you remove it during summer. So, and then yung meron sila yung mga motorcycle gloves. May gloves sila na pwede mong isaksak, ano? Napalagyan mo ng outlet so it warms your hands during long rides
bike,
na.
Yung mga big bike yung dito. Big bike. Yung imported, like the BMW, may heated grips yon. Ang sarap nun kung mahaba yung biyahe at umuulan.
Correct.
Doon ko lang ginagamit yon. Pero
so the grip itself is heated.
Oo.
Doon kasi, yung may mga, well, siguro yan yung bagong innovation. Ano? Dahil yung mga inabutan ko nun, it's the gloves that you use. Para talagang, ano, yung kasi mandatory gloves sa kanila eh. Mandatory gloves.
Okay.
Kaya yan din yung inaano ko doon sa mga ano, sa mga na the importance of gloves. Kaya makikita mo, 'di ba, may knuckle protection sila. Kasi during the time na yung sa motorcycle safety course, they demonstrate that to us. Tingnan niyo pag tamaan ng bato tong knuckles niyo, the tendency is to let go of the handlebar. So that's why yung mga gloves doon knuckle protected, hard knuckles talaga.
And there's a lot of highway riding eh. And ang bilis nila tumakbo sa highway. So, correct. Ang laking bagay ng knuckle protection.
Correct. Correct. To tama 'yon, ano? Tama 'yon kasi may freeway ka eh, 70 miles per hour ang ano noon, speed limit doon. So that's more than 100 na already dito.
Ako so, na-stress ako doon. Sobra kasi ang daming lane eh. Ang lawa.
Dami.
So, oh, totoo. You know, kung sa Pinoy riding, you've got maybe you've got less lanes, but you're focused on everything. Because you're ready for yung mga kamote, yung mga biglang kakat sa'yo. So, yung attention mo, 100% sa lahat ng lane sa harap mo. Minsan may aso nga, di ba? Sa US, when I was riding there, ang in California, ang daming lane.
Dami.
And you're trying to process everything kasi Pinoy rider ka eh. Di ba? Iniisip mo lahat. So, sobrang stressed ako mag-drive sa highway, mag-motor sa highway.
Sa freeway, yes. Totoo.
Oh, sa freeway.
But then again, mas pinakamabilis talaga yun eh. Dahil ang yung mga distance na kinocover mo, kung magsa-side streets ka, ang layo. So, talagang pinaka-shortcut is mag-freeway ka. So, ang maganda naman doon, maluwag. No? Maluwag yung highway. Talagang yung focus mo while riding, talagang hindi ka tulad dito na nakikita mo yung three vehicles ahead of you, di ba? Doon parang ano ka eh, parang riding ano bang ikukumpara natin dito? Parang sa mga suburbs na daan na wala masyadong mga sakyan, ano? So basically ganun yung ano nila doon. And of course, pag dumating ka na sa urban setting doon, it's like San Francisco na masikip na. Even though na pinagbabawal nila yung ano, yung lane splitting, bawal din doon eh. Pero it's parang ano, unwritten rule na sige, basta kaya mo mag-lane split ka, parang ganoon. So that's why may kita mo.
Actually, Sir Bong, that's a I don't want to go into like the legal stuff, you know. But in California, legal yung lane splitting, diba?
Yes.
But other states hindi.
Hindi.
Sa Pinas, so legal ba yung sa Pinas, legal ba yung lane splitting?
Bawal, ano? Well, it's unsafe, ano? So, parang categorized siya na unsafe maneuver, no? Pero, yung sabi mong maging legal na huhulihin ka dahil nag-lane split ka. Di ba? I haven't heard of it.
Ako rin. I've never heard of it happening. So, technically, it's illegal, but it's not illegal. One of those laws that we're strictly implementing.
Enforcing, okay. Yes. That's right. Tama yun. So, yun, maganda rin doon eh, dahil talagang yung laws nila, they adapt to the current situation. Ano? Before,
correct.
yung mga Harley, walang ano yan eh, walang limit in their mufflers, ano? So talagang may ingay yan. The reason behind, sinasabi nila, hindi, this is one way of getting the attention of the four-wheel drivers, di ba? So, kasi kung busina, they might not hear us, eh. So, pag ni-rev up mo, baka maririnig ka, so they will be alerted na you might be in their blind spot or whatnot, ano? So, ginagawa nila yan. But then again, there came a law na hindi lang highway pinag-uusapan natin because after the highway, you will be going to the community roads, ano? And community roads, you will be disturbing the peace kung ganyan yung motorcycle mo. So, Harley designed a way na meron silang resonator switch.
Ah,
so, kung gusto mo lumalakas, okay. Open ka. So, rinig na rinig ka sa highway. But when you go to the community roads na, i-switch mo yon, so it will lessen, dampen yung sound, yung muffler mo. I think it's called resonator switch eh, kung di ako nagkakamali.
Ano yun, sir? Right now, modern bikes have it, they call it the butterfly switch. The butterfly,
the butterfly switch. Uh-oh.
So it's automatic on, depending on your RPM. But, mostly, we just disconnect it kasi kahit naman na bukas, tahimik na rin yung motor.
Yes.
Unlike a Harley, so kasi, no? Harley, ibang klase.
Ang ano ko lang kung it has an effect on the power though, kung it changes, ano, yung power output, yung torque nung sasakyan.
Meron din, sir. Pero, yun nga, ngayon, As you open your throttle, the valve opens with it.
Okay.
Hopefully, when Jolly gets on board, who's the engineer, we can talk about that a little bit later.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm totally clueless. All I remember is when I had a Harley and we lived in a small subdivision dito in Cubao, every time morning ride, di ba? So tinutulak ko yan. Ang bigat out of the compound. Para hindi magagalit yung mga kapitbahay.
Oh,
and
yes.
And uphill yun. And before coming home, pinapatay ko yon and ginaglide ko yung motor papasok sa parking.
Ano ba, iba? Ano, my first job when I went to the US back in 2001 was a bike builder for Carefree
What?
Custom. Yeah.
I didn't
for
know
Carefree
that.
Custom Cycles.
Wow.
Okay, so it's not technical. It's just like you're nagbubuo ka ng model. The bike comes in a box with instructions. The engine is already buo na. So you're practically, you have a manual and then you just follow it and then you just put together everything. So that was my first job there. So,
ano lang, backyard business ba ito, Inyapi, or may shop
ano sila, one of the leading custom choppers. You can Google it. I don't know if there's still, ano, it's called Carefree Custom Choppers. This was in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Galing. So, Inyapi, ikaw naman, how did you get into riding?
Well, when back in the 70s, my dad bought this 50cc mini trail. I think it was intentionally bought for my sister.
Huh? Hindi para yeah. sa'yo?
But no. It was bought for my sister. Yun ang kwento ng brothers ko.
Sister yung favorite.
Yeah. Kasi in that time, nauso yun eh. Sila nila, JRC, sila Ramon Rodriguez, they bought 50cc motorcycles. And they would use it all around, no? My dad also. So after that, it was given to my sister. And my sister was riding it all over inside our compound in my lolo's house. To make a long story short, four brothers kami. Siyempre, binuli na yung sister
na. Younger or older?
Older sister.
Older, okay.
So what we would do in our compound in my lolo's house, mahaba yun eh, pwede ka pag fourth gear na kotse. So We take turns, two rounds each, stop, then hanggang mag-overheat yung bike at mamatay. So one bike lang. And then my older brother, si Gurmit, he started jumping the mini trail.
Wow, and that's what it's for talaga. Eh. Masaya yeah, yung mini trail, eh. Masarap yung yeah. laruan
so,
yan.
Di ba walang suspension yun sa likod, rigid eh. Kaso medyo he overdid it. Nung medyo pangit na yung motor, dahil same lang, ayaw ng sakyan ng sister ko. So, yung brothers, tuwan-tuwa naman. So, ganun lang, 50cc, and then sa San Juan kami noon, I would tatakas ko, dadaling ko sa kotse, ay sa kalsada. Pag may pulis, iakad ko sa bangketa, sir. Pag walang pulis, bababa ko sa Ortigas Avenue. Yung older brother ko, palagi na lang nahuhuli ng pulis. So, yung pulis, isasaka yung motor. My lolo that time was Justice Pastor Rendensa. So, they would go to our house. Oh, lolo, Justice, ito na naman yung apo nyo. Nahuli na naman namin sa Ortigas.
So, why?
So, ang tatanungin, sino yan? Sinong apo yan? Sinong lalaki yan? Kasi, so my dad would just laugh at us, no? But my lolo, ayaw niya talaga. Pero hindi kami mapigilan eh. Tsaka that time, safe na safe mag-ride, di ba?
Yeah.
Safe na safe. And then my brother bought a 125. It was a dirt bike that time. So he was into motocross. Tipong underground motocross, that's Gurmit. hindi naman siya nagmo-motocross talaga, pero mahilig siyang mag-ride sa MP lap. So hanggang, kaya mo to, subukan mo. So ang gagawin niya, mali pa ako noon. Siguro mga grade 3 ako. Siya ang tutukod, ako magpapaandar. So ganoon na nangyari doon. Until hindi ko pa abot, tutukod siya, nakaangkas siya, bigla na lang siyang tatalon. So I end up, you know, riding the dirt bike alone.
Ano to, 80s na to?
Mga siguro mga 81, ganyan, 80.
Uy, Jolly! Iba! Alam nyo ba yung Touratech?
Oo, alam ko yun. Sino ba namang tunay na rider ang hindi alam ang Touratech?
I wouldn't have been able to confidently complete the Ride for Light on my GS without my Touratech gear. That was 20 days, 6,600 kilometers around the PH.
Tapos, made in Germany pa yan. And we are lucky to have Touratech Philippines as partners on Tunay na Rider.
You can check them out at Unit 5 Belbel 2 Building, Shaw Boulevard, Pasig, or go to the Touratech Philippines Facebook page. Touratech, new ideas for motorcycles.
You know, we had an 80s episode, and you might like sila Coach Mel, Coach yeah. Mel Aquino.
Oh, Coach Mel, joined, kamusta?
And yeah, and like si Direk Bing and Yaki, looking good, bro. Kita mo dito sa
neighbor
bottom
ko
left.
Yan. Alam niya yung sinasabi ko. Neighbor ko okay. Yan sa San Juan.
So, going back, no, in our 80s episode, lahat ng mga kwento ng mga riders in the 80s, blow my mind because you must have been a really, really good rider to survive the 80s. Because not only were the motorcycles crazy with like horrible brakes, they were overpowered, hindi nage-helmet yung mga tao, walang, no. Parang wild, wild west yung riding in the 80s sa Pinas eh.
Baduy ka pag naka-helmet ka. Baduy ka. Then, kailangan naka-Ray-Ban ka lang.
Yun nga eh. And then, and the fact that you guys survived riding in the 80s and are still riding now means you're a really good rider.
But that time naman kasi there most of the semplangs are ano eh same self semplangs eh. Walang kamote na kotse, walang there was so much space.
Ayun, sabi ni Direk Bing, shades lang.
Kalaban ko lang diyan was when I was going from San Juan, I would borrow a bike, no. From my classmate, and I would go from San Juan to DLSU. Shades lang akong kalaban ko dyan, bus, sa Taft Avenue. Hindi maririnig yung busina. So, other than that, if you stay away from the buses, okay ka. Kaso, pagdating mo doon sa school, pare, ang dumi mo talaga dahil sa shades. Ang dumi mo.
Ngayon, I mean, I cannot imagine not riding without putting the proper gear. Oh, yeah, like today, yeah. No? But thinking back in the 80s, and yung mga the first rides I ever did, like I'm surprised at the risks we took. Pero ngayon, we're older, we're more mature.
I think one of the causes for that is there's not enough gears out there to buy. Usually, when like our first helmet was a Dell, but it was given to us by Mariwasa when we bought the bike. And then for you to be able to buy riding gears, a decent helmet like Dell, you have to ask someone from the States, a relative, for you. Tapos, syempre, my family, they also have family in the States. So yearly, it's either my sister, my dad, or whoever goes to the States. Pag uwi niyan, meron na yan.
Pero mas madali magpabili ng t-shirt na polo kaysa magpabili ng helmet. Kasi helmet ang laki, di ba? Abala talaga yung helmet kung magpapabili ka eh.
At saka that time, if you notice, I went from a 175 DT Yamaha and jumped to a CB750 because there was nothing in between.
Yeah.
Nothing in between, man. You don't have choices. So after I learned riding on a CB750, During the mid-80s, my friends, all of a sudden, they had 400 Maxims and, you know, 600cc bikes, cruiser pa noon, Nighthawk, sir, Virago.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. So, wala pang sport bike noon. And then Mira. The GPC came. The GPC, the Ninja GPC came. Ayan na. Wala nang, hindi na ako naalis sa Ninja after that.
Lahat kayo nanood-nood ng yeah. Top Gun and Ninja yeah. talaga yun.
Yeah, oh.
There's four of us, ano, four brothers who ride. And then I don't know if you read about that story of Aris about my brother who had cancer.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah.
So four of us we rode, no. And then my brother got busy with this work, decided to, siguro, no time, stop, no? So it was still three of us. So in the States, I was riding also to my job because I would test my bike. I had to put 150 miles on it. And
sarap naman ng trabaho. So pag buo mo, you need to ride 150.
Yes. They give you a speedometer, a test speedometer, and you have to ride it. And then retighten everything, put Loctite. It's simple.
Pero
it's not
Arizona, iba yung init doon, pare. When I was in Arizona, you open
yes,
the door, it hits you. Like you can
yes.
feel the heat, hit you talaga.
Yes. Yeah, parang oven pag summer. Mm-hmm. Eh, pero when you're running, bilisan mo lang, pare.
Dry naman.
Lang,
dry
malamig
naman.
Na.
Dry. Oh.
So, what I did there was I had to get a license just like Sir Bong, no? Sir Bong doon, ibang klase. Whether marunong ka o hindi, mandatory yung two weeks seminar.
Oh, and then, okay.
And then may test. May test ka. Mm. When you pass the test, may student permit ka. You have to stay on the bike for 90 days. And you cannot ride any bike above 125cc. After that, you take the test and then you na open na. And the funny thing there is, sobrang lakas to ng ano eh sa Arizona ng HQ ng Hells Angels. So sa sobrang lakas ng lobby nila, if you are riding a custom bike or a cruiser, walang helmet yan. But if you're riding a Japanese bike and a sport bike, you have to be wearing complete gear.
Yeah,
grabe. Oh.
May discrimination pati sa bike.
Kasi naman na you know how it is when you ride there sa ano sa freeway, nakakaantok. Even correct. Though you're on a sport bike. Antokin ka talaga eh. It's all derecho. We had a Marilake there na kaming mga sport bike riders. Pero ang ikse kasi it's just an access road going to a posh subdivision up the hills. Mm. That's our Marilake. And every time, mga Sundays, ganyan, nandiyan yung mga sport bike riders. But most of the rides there are straight. Going to Vegas or, you know. Mm. So yun yung, ano ko doon. I was able to buy a cheap Ducati 916 there. Bought it for $1,500.
Oh, sarap naman.
Sa auction. Akala nila hindi tumatakbo eh. Simple fix lang pala. Parang $150 fix lang. Ayun, nagkaroon ako ng Ducati. Yun yung bike ko doon. So yun yung riding story ko.
Ducati doon, yung go overheat?
Doon, sir? Hindi.
Hataw ka talaga doon eh.
Tumatakbo parati. Walang traffic doon, sir eh. Ang traffic doon na pagka, let's say, sa stoplight, no? Sa pedestrian, pag nagkaroon ng pila ng mga 8 cars doon, traffic na yon, sir. Nagbumura na mga tao doon.
Tsaka nag-chase so, light na yon. Pag may tatlong layers na yon, nag-chase light
oo,
na yon.
Oo, traffic na yon.
Tama na. Ah, yun pala, ano na doon sa Amerika, no? Pag nakamotorsiklo ka, because ang mga signal lights nila doon, mga traffic lights nila are automatic, ano?
Yes, yes.
Vehicle activated. Ibig sabihin, yes. May sensor yung road. May sensor yung road. Kaya kung bike ka, kung motorsiklo, hindi nag-change yung light kung ikaw nasa unahan. Kasi it's too light. It's
hindi too na light. Detect.
And hindi niya detect, yes. Ano? So, kaya
hindi ang ginagawa...
Hindi na detect kaya pala, yung sensor ano, sa yung,
meron ano, ayun, sa mga
si
accessories. Meron sa mga accessories
sa US. Yung may magnet, para mabasa. May magnet silang... May magnet silang nilalagay sa ilalim.
Magnet.
So, para na-attract niya yung sensor. Others, yung walang ganun, ang ginagawa, well, ako, katulad ng ginagawa ko, pagdating ko sa stoplight ko, kung mauuna, I will move but, to the side, sa center, sa linya mismo, para to get the vehicle on my side. Para yung sa kanya, yung sa kanya madidetect. Pero kung ako lang, magagalit sa'yo minsan, lalo na kung ano, yung two lanes, tapos pareho ko yung bike na nasa una, hindi mag-change. Kaya binubos na kami tumove. So, buti dito, walang ganun.
Okay, so, yun. Sir Bong, what got you into riding in the PH? Where did you, when from the States, were you like, all right, I gotta get a motorcycle?
Yes.
And then you, when you came back to the Philippines, did you have that same, ano, parang mindset? Kasi ako, my primary mode of transport talaga is a motorcycle. Like, parang hindi ko kailangan ng kotse. As in, like, wala akong kotse ngayon kasi hindi ko ginamit for over a year. Motor talaga. What got you back into riding here?
Actually, when I came back, hindi ko rin kailangan ng kotse kasi I was not going out that time, ano? Dahil unang-una, I didn't have a permanent job then. Ang kung may trabaho man ako, it's always outside Metro Manila, no, for consultation and all that. So dito, bihira akong lumalabas. So then, ano, to be honest with you, bibili ako ng bike for my weekend ride lang eh. Because I have this parang weekend ritual, ano. So I go out for coffee on a weekend, tapos I go to the mall. On Sundays, I go to church. So this basic errands that I do, sabi ko, magmumotor na lang ako. Di ba?
Kasi parusa kung ginamit mo kotse sa ganun. Di ba? Correct, I mean, like, correct. Just going to the mall, looking for parking, that's going to right. Church, nakapila. I mean, that's and if right. It's just you who's here in the country, motorcycle is really the more practical choice.
Oh, so sabi, then I was looking, sabi ni Mrs., do not buy a, parang, yung superbike, ano, yung mga, high CC na bike.
Big bike. Kasi, yung mga bike, wala siyang, yaki.
Oh, wala siyang tiwala na you could control yung adrenaline mo na kulang pa yan, sige pa, di ba? So at least if you are limited to the torque or the CC of the motorcycle, that's the fastest you could go. So sabi ko, sige, bibili ako ng ano. Then I got into Motard. XR200 Honda.
Yun ang masaya sa traffic.
Yun ang masarap talaga. I mean, high elevation ka. Tapos, yep. It's just nice to ride. Ano? And hindi ko na, naka-motard na talaga siya. So, when I bought it, naka-motard na lang siya. So, talagang pang-street na siya. It was nice. It was nice ride. Then, again, ang nagiging problema ko, when I go out, ano, pag pumunta na naman ako dun sa, for example, in Butuan, I will stay there for a month. At pagdating ko dito, ang hirap mo na i-start yung motor. No? So, pumunta ka na naman sa shop, pa-charge mo yung battery, then change oil and all that, then ride ka na naman. No? So, yun ang bike ko dito. No? Then, lately lang, I gave up that bike. I was really thinking of buying a bigger one. Yung Honda, meron na yata silang Honda 650, may Honda 500, yung parang Super 4 din siya eh.
CB, yung pero CB, di ba, Johnny?
CB, I think. So anyway, my friend was telling me na, may labas na dyan yung Super 4 na bago, no? Actually, ina-armor ko lang sa classmate ko na Super 4 niya, ayaw niyang ibigay eh. Anyway, so I was really trying to buy that bike and then came the Vespa. Sabi ko, okay itong Vespa.
Yun.
So, ilan CC? 150, the Racing 60s. I got it from my friend sa Moto Technique. So, ang hirap ng pila, grabe.
Oh, sold out.
Ubusan ng Vespa.
I mean, even in his shop, ano, hindi talaga tumatagal yung mga units niya. So,
lalo na ngayon, during the lockdown, sa pandemic, ang hirap makahanap ng Vespa.
Grabe. So, ako, I ordered mine October. Mm-hmm. Akala ko na nga, hindi matutuloy. Then suddenly, dineliver sa akin. Akala ko, hindi na tayo tuloy. Sobrang tagal. Eh, no? Sobrang tagal. So, but anyway, I have my Racing 60s. That's the one that I use now in going to work. No? Kaya ako, pumunta doon. Kasi mas convenient siya. Kasi sa work, if I want to go to Starbucks, na magkape ako in between, ano? Or have lunch, yun na yung ano ko. Hindi ka nangihirapan ng parking, wala kang traffic, no? So, very convenient yung, for me, ah, yung scooter. Lalong-lalo na na commute ride siya.
Ay, Sir Bong, before we, ano, we move to Jolly segment. Coach Mel and Mark Sung, yung our guest last week, they're addicts when it comes to riding off-road. So feeling ko nagyaya sila mag Sunday trail off-road. Have you ever tried that?
Dito hindi pa. Hindi pa.
Oy.
Ayun.
You have to try it. You have to try it. It is walang MMDA doon.
Sir, kailangan muna tayo mag-lesson kay Mel Aquino.
Yun. I highly recommend
kay Mel Aquino.
True.
Nako, delikado yun kung si Sir Bong nag-Mel Aquino iba. Baka masagad-sagad na yung motard.
Oo nga. Baka babalik siya sa motard. No, but I when it comes to learning how to ride, I did not realize how little I knew about riding and the physics and braking until I trained with Coach Mel.
Same.
It really gives braking and riding off road gives you a lot more confidence. Oh yun, sabi ni Coach Mel, let's go. Sabi ni Mark Sung. Mark Sung is the guy who brought me off road a couple of months ago. I thought I was gonna die, but I came out. And it was one of the best rides of my life.
Yan nga iba yung ano yung light, yung nga sabi ni Bing, light, quote unquote light trail.
Yep,
nope.
Yep.
Nope.
There's no such thing.
Yep. Nah, pero it's alam mo ano,
masaya yun, and Mark's got a bunch of bikes that you can use, like a ton of motorcycles. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Hindi ka makikita yan. Kasi di naman sayo yung bike.
Yeah.
Pero yung ano ah, I have to add lang ah, yung off-road training talaga, yung lalo na yung kay Mel Aquino. So, di ba, nag-ride na tayo ng matagal eh. So, ako personally, kala ko, magaling na ako na rider. So, de, sige, tara mag-Mel Aquino tayo. De, pero iba, alam mo, sa totoo lang, the more I learned more about dun sa pag-ride talaga, yung tunay na riding talaga, the more na nasisira yung confidence ko eh.
Yep, agree. So, agree.
Ang tingin ko talaga sa akin ngayon, parang, hindi, kailangan ko pa mag-aral kasi parang medyo madami pa akong kanin na makakain eh pagdating sa pagbumotor talaga. The more you learn, parang the more insignificant I feel.
Official na yan, Coach Mel, ha? May kasama coaching, training, motor, and then papakainin pa tayo ni Mark Sung.
Wow.
Yun.
Yun.
Sasama na ako dyan, Iba. Sasama na ako dyan.
Pare, the best pagkakain si Mark. When we went up the last time, si Mark nagluto ng, like, I don't know if it was the best adobo I've ever had. It could be because nothing makes something taste so good when you experience extreme fear and extreme puyat and pagod. Yun, that's the best yun.
Yung pag nag-survival mode ka, masarap talaga,
ang sarap talaga ng pagkain. Like, I'm alive! Ang sarap ng adobo!
Ayun, dapat ano tuloy natin kay Jolly kung ano tawag doon sa resonator switch.
Yun. we were talking about it earlier. So, Sir Bong was saying that in the US, there's this switch that you can flip that reduces the decibels ng exhaust.
Oh?
Particularly sa Harley.
Okay na.
Particularly sa Harley.
Yeah.
And then the question is, does it impact performance?
Alam mo, that's interesting to hear, ha? Kasi uso din sa Amerika. Alam mo yung mga super trap na exhaust? Yung na-adjust mo yung ingay?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh.
Yung nagdadagdag ka ng plates? Parang it's it seems to be a thing sa US, ha? Adjustable exhausts.
Kasi it's for the ano, California noise emission.
Yes.
Grabe yung
they came up with the law na parang hindi papasa yung Harleys nila.
Yes.
Baka sa California lang.
Yeah.
It could be.
Pag hindi ka pumasa doon sa emission testing, kasama yun sa emission testing eh, yung noise emission, hindi ka makaregister. Sir, alam ko, naging federal law na eh. Lahat ng bike merong, pati Japanese bikes, merong butterfly valve sa exhaust.
So it could be a US-only technology.
Most probably, kasi sila yung, they have a law against it. Eh. So, so I think the manufacturers came up with designs like this para yung ano, papasa yung mga motorsiklo kasi napakahigpit ng ano doon. Motorcycle ano, vehicle inspection.
Actually sa ano ah, sa alam ko ah, lahat ng US spec na bikes talagang ano siya, naka-base na sa California law kasi parang California na yung pinakamahigpit. So basta pumasa na sa California, okay na sa buong US yan. Tapos parang kung nagkabit kayo ng aftermarket exhaust, bahala na kayo, parang ano, burden na nung ano, owner.
Parang ganoon din yung lisensya. Ah. If you are California license, punta ka sa ibang states.
Coach Mel, ano, 86 decibels ang allowed sa California?
Yun ang tanong.
86.
Ako,
I really do not remember anymore.
Okay,
Johnny,
so...
Johnny, yung ZX10 Arco, ano yun eh, galing sa Japan, and then, it was the MotoGP bike that time, of Kawasaki that time. During 2007, Kawasaki was still with MotoGP. Yung bike na nanalo ng six tracks, and then they pulled out. So basically, it was imported from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, pagdating ko dito, nagkaroon ng check engine yung... So basically, binili ko yun sa brother ko. Nagkaroon ng check engine yung bike ko. Sabi ni Mr. Nishizawa, na president ng Kawasaki that time, you bring it to the plant, we'll fix it. So tinanong ko, bakit, anong problema? May check engine ka, find out natin kung anong problema. Doon kunento niya sa akin yung history ng bike, kung bakit siya pula, kung bakit siya all titanium. Nalaman ko, meron din siyang butterfly valve.
Lahat na ng bikes ngayon meron na eh.
But this one, Jolly, the electronics was connected to a servo server.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck siya. Wala yung servo.
Sir, as in may merong, internet merong, siya?
Parang bypass.
Mm-hmm.
Kung saan yung sabi, yung original na bike, na ZX-10R na hindi MotoGP bike, meron yan servo na when you open the throttle, it would open the butterfly valve and the exhaust, di ba? But ito, since it's a Japan model, although the valve is in the exhaust, yung electronics niya, wala, binypass. So I think platform na talaga yan eh.
Mm-hmm.
Standard
talagang
na.
Talagang pang dun siya sa Japan talaga.
So tinanggal, but the valve is there. Nasa exhaust mismo.
Pero ano siya eh, parang sa tingin ko, ano yun eh, karamihan na rin na kasi ng mga bikes na yun eh, lalo na yung mga nag-Euro 6.
Yes,
standard
yes,
na naglalagay so, ng ano yun, yeah. Valve eh.
Kailangan may ano ba yun? May factor yun sa power, kumbaga hindi mag-open.
Ang pagkakaintindi ko, kasi diba syempre, by manufacturers, kanya-kanyang style sila eh. Ang alam ko dun sa mga boxer na BMWs, yung valve is there to control backfiring. Kasi sobrang lean na, tumakbo ng bike for parang nga pumasok sa emission. So nangyayari, pag sinasara mo yung throttle, sumasara din yung throttle, ano yung exhaust valve para hindi magback, para di magbackfire.
And that was
our Tunay na Rider of the Week, Bong and Anyaki episode, Bong Nebrija and Anyaki Jose, real moto heroes sharing how they got into riding. Next up is Jolly talking to them about their dream bikes and what they're riding. Abangan.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.